o'clock. I'm Kara Lawrence, and here with me is the director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band, getting ready for a holiday concert on December 3rd at Miller Auditorium, back in the swing of things, as we'll hear in this interview. Welcome, Tom.
Oh, welcome. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, as always.
Now, this is the holiday concert, and you've always brought in a guest artist, and this time we'll be hearing it's a Mr. Terry Lauer, who is so well known in West Michigan as one of the great, great jazz players.
Indeed he is. He's a phenomenal pianist. And you know, I have to say, he's a great guy too. So he has a whole package going. And he's a fabulous arranger and composer. He has a whole thing going. He's a phenomenal musician. If you attend the concert, which I hope you do, this Friday, you'll be able to hear for yourself.
Where I want to begin is the last concert, which was in Chenery Auditorium. It was so wonderful to be back in person.
Yes.
Again, and hearing live music, seeing people react to it, and seeing the excitement on the faces of the band members.
Yeah,
as well.
It was a charged atmosphere for sure. The title of the program is Joy from Awakening, and so all the music was just kind of celebratory and a renewal of hope, both the audience and the band members alike were just ecstatic.
That's wonderful. The continuation of rehearsals, rehearsals continued, and then you switched to Christmas fair.
Yeah, back in October. We've been preparing this concert since October. So I don't know if people out there are like me, but sometimes I just want to say to the people who, you know, get out all their Christmas merchandise, I just want to say, wait your turn. Wait till after Thanksgiving. Yeah. But alas, you know, sometimes you'll see Christmas decorations or, you know, advertisements as early as July. What?
So I think I will share with the audience that you told me this is a hard concert to program.
Well, it is. Well, yeah, because, you know, I mean, how many times, you know, Hark the Herald Angels Sing? You know, there's, I mean, you hear this a bazillion times. And, you know, as a musician, you know, I you know, like most musicians, you know, you if you want to hear a tune, you just play it in your head, you know. So, you know, so it's always there. So things that are... I've been listening to these Christmas carols since I could hear.
Right.
You know, so there comes a point where it's like, I've heard this already.
And you love things that are fresh and innovative, you're always looking for something a little new.
See, that's my personality comes through, so that's why I have trouble programming. I mean, I am a traditionalist. I do love the Christmas carols, of course. I mean, how can you not? They're beautiful. And for this concert, I found some beautiful settings. I think that's to my advantage, exactly, because I can, you know, I'm always searching for a new approach to an old song, so there's that. Oh my goodness. I don't want to give anyone the wrong impression. I do love Christmas carols. It's just a hard program because it's like, I want to do something new. I want to do something innovative. I hate stepping in my same footprints all the time.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not so bad, Tom. It's,
I mean, no, I suppose not.
We love it.
I know. And you know what? I do too. I guess maybe it's because it starts in October for us when we start rehearsing. But I think, you know, now this Friday is the right time to unveil the Christmas carols. And we're ready for you.
Is it a bit early this year, or do you usually?
No. We typically perform in Miller the first Friday of December. That seems to be our gold standard. Sometimes it's as early as December 1st. Sometimes it's as late as December 7th. I know so sometimes it can be late, depends on how it falls on the calendar. But typically it's the first Friday or December 6th. Usually it's the first Friday in December.
This is, as always, a free concert.
Yes.
People are asked to reserve tickets, so you have some idea of how many people will be attending. Masks required, vaccinations required, although there will not be personnel to check the status, but in order to check your conscience, okay?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
It's free, and how do you manage that with all the Kalamazoo Concert Band concerts?
Well, so all of our other concerts throughout the year, we give 4 concerts per season, and all of the other ones are free. But the October concert, the February concert, and the April concert, you don't need tickets; just show up and find a seat. And those performances are in Chenery. For the Miller performance, historically, traditionally, we've had we fill the place. We really do. The most we've ever had in there, I think Miller's seats around 3,500. I think we've come up to around 3,300. We've come close to filling the whole thing, which is pretty impressive. So because of that, we issue tickets just for crowd control. So you can find out how to get those tickets by visiting our website, the Kalamazoo Concert Band. Just type in your search engine, Kalamazoo Concert Band, mm-hmm. if you want to be specific, .org, and you'll find us.
Here's where I do need to disclose that my involvement with the Kalamazoo Concert Band includes me being a board member.
Yay!
Since the pandemic started.
And you've been wonderful.
And I find it admirable that you are able to make these free.
Yes.
To everyone, every single concert, but it does take support and donations.
Yeah, so we have to say yes. So thank you to all of our donors because we couldn't do it without you. Certainly thank you to the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation because they're our greatest contributors.
Well, it's a wonderful band, huge band, great big sound.
It is a good sound.
If you've ever been disappointed in a concert where you couldn't hear a solo pianist or something like that, that's not a problem here.
Yeah, no
whatsoever.
Kidding.
You get the full impact.
The brass, all the woodwinds, and certainly the percussion. The percussion are just provide all that color.
So much color.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we start off with a piece of music here?
Yeah. Why don't we? Let's we're going to open our show with a tune called "Angels of Joy," and it features three Christmas carols, which I'm sure our audience will be able to identify. I think it's a really colorful opening. It's a lot of sparkle to it, and a lot of razzle dazzle. I think it's a great way to start a show. I take back everything I said. This is dazzling stuff. And now I'm in the spirit. You know, before when I pick out this music, it's in July, so
I
have
soon
a little,
to be thinking about it. Yeah,
that's why I have trouble with this program. It's just like but you know, now when I hear that, it's like yes, now Christmas can begin.
I know we just witnessed a Grinch transformation.
That's right.
He's found this Christmas spirit.
I have found
my guest is Dr. Tom Evans, a professor at Kalamazoo College and also the director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band. The concert is set for Friday. 7:30 is the start time, I believe.
No, 8 o'clock.
Like I said, 8 o'clock.
That's right. Yeah, the other 7:30. Yeah, our other concerts are, I mentioned we have four in total. They start at 7:30, but not this one. This one starts at 8 o'clock. Don't forget, 8 o'clock. You come at 7:30. Dude, you've missed half the show. Well, that's not true.
Right.
But there's more to come. You should show up at 7:30 just so you can get a good. Well, no, tickets. You have tickets. But the concert's at 8.
Okay. This concert's at 8 o'clock this Friday. It is free. And if you go to KalamazooConcertBand.org, you'll find a way to reserve your seats right there. And the next before we get to the next piece, I want to remind listeners, if you've ever been to the Kalamazoo Concert Band, you know that there's a interwoven story throughout the program because each piece has a special introduction and you find ways in your writing to connect the music to itself, to certain things that are on your mind at the, you know?
Yeah, yes. When I put together these programs and then I write the script, everything is linked to the other. And if you're paying attention, you can actually find out what's guiding my pen or my decisions to choose music. One of the things that was guiding me for this one here is I was thinking about how winter is, it's the darkest month with a winter solstice happening in mid-December. And so it's a dark month. And if you live in Michigan, it's a cold, snowy month. And it can be bleak. So what I want to do is the beauty of Christmas and Hanukkah is demonstrated through lights. And so I wanted to show, and which is, makes sense because this is why they came about. One of the reasons, of course. So it's like showing lightness in dark and in darkness. And so that's what's kind of governing the script and also my music selections as well. I really work hard in finding the right poems and quotes when putting these scripts together. And I found some real winners this time around.
Where did you look?
Oh, on the internet. If you spend enough time on the internet, you can find anything.
That's true. But that takes a lot of time.
It takes a lot of time. Yeah, it does. But you know what? I take the time because even though when Keith Thompson, our MC, comes out and makes a delivery, it's the most of the deliveries are under 2 minutes. I try to keep it around a minute, minute and a half. And yet I try to put it together in such a way that those poems drop at just the right place or the joke that I insert in there drops at just the right place.
Yeah, I mean, a poem or a joke.
Yeah, another quote. Whatever. Whatever it takes.
Well, actually, you're matching, you know, you're giving us a framework to hear the music.
Yes.
Each time.
Yeah, I mean, because if you attend, here's the thing, orchestra concerts don't do this as much as band concerts do because all the players are, except for the percussion, are using their embouchures, which means flesh and blood on their lips. And it is tiring. We musicians need time to rest their face. They need time to get blood back into their lips. And so that's why rather than just standing there waiting for the next, like, you know, waiting for, you know, the percussion to get their music and the instruments all set up, you know, I'd rather fill that dead space with a script. And so that gives a chance for the band to rest. And so, but a lot of people they just, you know, and now if you listen closely in the development section, you hear how the second theme comes back in an inversion. It's like, if people, you know, I mean, some people will find it interesting. I mean, I do, but most people in the audience aren't trained musicians. So, you know, if you tell them, you know, they wouldn't know a second theme from a first theme. And that's not true. That's being overly simplistic, but you get the idea. You know, if you talk about listen to several modulations that take place, you know, people, you lose people by saying that. So rather than doing that, I try to set up the next piece with a poem, with a quote, with an idea, with a thought, with a reflection.
Yeah.
And then so when you're thinking about what you just heard from the script, then you listen to music, it should flow seamlessly.
My guest is Dr. Tom Evans, who will lead the Kalamazoo Concert Band at 8 o'clock this Friday in Miller Auditorium in a free concert. You need to reserve tickets at kalamazooconcertband.org. We will be hearing music with poetry together.
Yes.
In a selection or two from Edie Evans Hyde and
yes,
Harry Lauer, his trio, because they are the special guests on
yes,
Friday night. But I think next we will listen to a piece that epitomizes your idea, this enduring idea of light in darkness.
Right, yes. And the tune is called Christmas Lights by Chris Sharp. It's another delightful arrangement.
Thank you.
fun?
That's terrific, Tom. We heard like five, six carols all in one piece.
That's right. And, you know, with the percussion section playing the holly and the ivy and all the metal instruments. It's beautiful.
I heard a lot of the Ukrainian
bell carol. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
That
starts it off, yeah, and then ends the same thing. Yeah, it's great stuff, huh?
I think it has it sounds a bit like the fusion band, like Mannheim Steamroller.
Exactly right. Yes, exactly right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, see, we're getting ready. This is
you know what?
Us all in the
you
mood.
Know, listening to this music is like I'm getting fired up. Absolutely, and I'm getting into Christmas spirit. You know, I really am. I feel bad because at the top of the hour I talked about
it's a hard.
It's a hard program. I mean, like I said, I'm programming this in July. I mean, I'm turning over my brats and trying to find a Christmas program. It doesn't feel right.
You're not in the mood then.
No. But now we and it's, like I said, we started back in October, well before Halloween. But now, you know what? Now that this concert is upon us, I'm ready.
The Kalamazoo Concert Band also has a longtime assistant conductor. His name is Brian Shetterly.
Yeah.
And he always comes out and gives you a break, really.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and he's a wonderful musician and a wonderful conductor. And I just read in his bio, he's been retired now for 10 years from Three Rivers. So, yeah, where does the time go? Anyways, yeah, so he's going to do the next tune we have queued up. It's called Christmas Sketches. And it uses King Wenceslas as a basis for the arrangement. And Brian does an amazing job with this.
Let's hear it. A reminder that this is Classical WMUK 89.9 FM. Tom Evans will be directing the Kalamazoo Concert Band at 8 o'clock Friday night. Details at kalamazooconcertband.org. That is music that will be featured Friday night by the Kalamazoo Concert Band. It's called
Christmas Sketches.
Thank you,
and
Tom.
Interestingly
You're
enough,
a better announcer than I am.
No, that's not true. And interestingly enough, this actually features two piccolos as soloists, and you don't often hear that. Occasionally you do, but not very often. This one features two piccolos.
I think you could do better than that. How about four?
We could. Maybe
How about
next
eight?
Time. Oh, that's a stretch.
Ooh. Yeah. I bet you would be excited to find a piece.
Oh, a fife and drum comes to mind.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a processional next time.
Yes.
Well, it is, we're just having fun and trying to remember to talk about Friday night's concert with Dr. Tom Evans. The details are at kalamazooconcertband.org. That's where you do need to go to reserve your tickets. They are free, but for purposes of crowd control, the organization needs to know how many people are coming.
Exactly.
Where to put them. Bring your mask. COVID policy also posted at the Kalamazoo Concert Band website.
Yep.
The band is vaccinated. Safety has been a real concern for many months now, and after a whole season of just note, we cannot do it unless this vaccine gets here. It is wonderful that there's a way forward. And
yes. With everyone's cooperation, we can move forward.
Yeah. Right now, 27 minutes before 11 o'clock, and we are not quite halfway through the concert, so I want to get to this really special piece that you you know, specifically wanted to share.
Yeah, it's called The Eighth Candle by Stephen Reisiter. And, you know, I've been saying that, you know, Christmas music, what have you. And you know, Christians aren't the only ones who bring lightness to darkness this winter season. Because right now, our Jewish friends are celebrating Hanukkah. So happy Hanukkah to those who celebrate. And in honor of that, because we are saying this is a holiday concert. So in honor of that, we are playing a Hanukkah tune. So it's called The Eighth Candle. And it's because the eight candles represent the menorah. And it's just a delightful piece. It starts off with this kind of chanting that happens in the beginning. And then before long, it's into a full-blown quasi-Torah, kind of a, you know, not Torah, but you know, we call it
a circle dance?
Yeah, the horah. Yes,
the horah.
It's fabulous. It's a great piece of music.
I do want to remind listeners something I mentioned earlier in the hour, and that is listening to these pieces on the radio is really nothing compared to the power of the band in live setting.
Indeed, that's true. You know, I require my students at K College to attend live performances, and inevitably they come back and say, "Wow, I didn't know. I never, you know, just why I've always had a steady diet of listening to music on my headphones, and now when I heard it live, I didn't recognize the power and the depth of the ensembles." And so you only get that through listening to it live.
Let's hear The Eighth Candle. I'm with Dr. Tom Evans, director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band. The holiday concert set for Friday.
Celebration! Oh my, I could hardly keep myself in the seat.
Tom, I think you gave it away. This might be your favorite.
It is my favorite piece on the program. You got to hear this live. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh.
Is it fun to conduct?
Yes, indeed
some
it is.
Challenges
a lot of
in
mixed
there.
Meters and asymmetric meters. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's just, you know, I love how it starts so reverentially in the beginning and then it just explodes into a celebration, a real dance-like celebration. It's just, what a great piece of music to celebrate Hanukkah.
It's called The Eighth Candle by Steve Reistetter, and it's on Friday night's concert, which begins at 8 o'clock, and it is a free concert. You'll find ways to get your pass at KalamazooConcertBand.org. I'm looking at the front page, the main homepage right now, and there is an easy menu on this horizontal black bar. You click on concerts, and there it is, first up, called All Wrapped Up with the Terry Lauer Trio and Edie Evans-Hyde. And we really need to.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't want to direct your show at all, but we got to slide these guys in here.
We do.
Yeah, Terry Lauer, as I said at the top of the hour, is a wonderful musician, a fabulous arranger, a phenomenal pianist. And Edie Evans-Hyde from out of Grand Rapids is also to be celebrated. She has accolades in her own right. And I don't want to spend too much time yakking about them. I want the music to speak for themselves.
Well, I will say, seeing Edie Evans-Hyde is a great experience because you feel you're in the hands of someone who will deliver that song to you in a meaningful way.
Exactly.
So good.
Yes, it is so good. We're lucky to have her. Yeah, so she's going to be our guest artist this Friday night.
Well,
along with that's Terry
just 2 short days away. You will need to reserve a pass to go to Miller Auditorium on Friday night. And let's give a listen to, they have their own holiday album called Sleigh Ride.
Right.
And here's the Terry Lauer Trio with Edie Evans-Hyde and a selection that we will hear.
Which will be on sale come Friday night. So,
excellent.
Yes.
Right. So if you like this, you'll have your chance to buy it for yourself or for friends as gifts. Let's hear the Terry Lauer Trio with Edie Evans-Hyde.
You better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out, he's coming around, he's coming.
How fun.
That's Edie Evans-Hyde and the Terry Lauer Trio. They are special guest artists of the Kalamazoo Concert Band on Friday night in a free concert at Miller Auditorium. As always, this concert is a hallmark of the season.
It is.
Has been for decades.
Yes, it has.
Tom, tell me how, okay, we just heard this kind of a studio sounding album with a small combo.
Right.
How's that actually going to sound on?
Oh, Friday? Yeah. So what Terry, I asked him if he could do a few of his tunes and make arrangements for the Kalamazoo Concert Band, which he has
with
done.
With the musicians, yes.
So what you heard was Santa Claus is Coming to Town is one of the tunes we are backing Terry Lauer up with. He did these nice arrangements. He treated the concert band like a big band, which works. I've done it before. And so that's basically what he did.
It's a Terry Lauer.
And it's a big band.
I know. It's a massive band, a Terry Lauer Trio, plus enormous concert band on stage. Are there decorations involved here?
I have been in Miller for 2 years now. So, Miller typically really decks the halls, if you pardon the pun. But they really do. If you've never seen Miller decked out with all its Christmas finery, it's something to see. It really is. They have lit Christmas trees all around the auditorium and all these garlands. And they have a nice, beautiful backdrop. It's just stunning.
Are you just going to wear your tux and tails?
I am, but there's a little twist this year. We decided that the band's going to have an accent color. We're going to use red for our accent color.
Oh, that'll be festive.
Yeah, it will be festive.
Just to tie up what we've been going over here, lots of selections for the Kalamazoo Concert Band that range from appreciation of Hanukkah to millions of carols, it would seem,
yes.
But in really fresh arrangements where it's you, as soon as you realize what the carol is, it might change to another.
Yes, exactly.
Carol.
Yeah. Yes, good arrangements for sure. Things you haven't heard before.
The Terry Lauer Trio will be there. Edie Evans-Hyde singing. And what are some of the other selections going to cover?
Well, they're going to do Let It Snow, I'll Be Home for Christmas, What Child Is This, Christmas Time Is Here, Winter Wonderland, Sleigh Ride, and others. So we should probably give a listen to another one, eh?
That would be appropriate we have like 6 minutes left.
Well, let's squeeze in Christmas Time Is Here. Everyone loves this one, and we haven't listened to anything really kind of slow and reflective. So this might be a good time to play Christmas Time Is Here.
Vamp a little more, Tom, because I gotta cue it up.
Well, this is, everyone knows this from the Vince Guaraldi CD. I think everyone has it in their collection. So he just took the standard tune and arranged it for his trio, and it's been arranged for the KCB as well. So
it's one of my favorites, to be honest.
Oh, absolutely.
This is again from the Christmas album from the trio, Terry Lauer Trio with Edie Evans-Hyde. It's called Sleigh Ride, and we'll hear this version now and an enhanced version on Friday night.
Exactly.
Thank you. such spirit through the year. All that we could always see, such spirit through the year.
Edie Evans Hyde and the Terry Lauer Trio, and they'll be with friends, the Kalamazoo Concert Band, on Friday night. Tom, thank you for being here today.
Well, it's always a pleasure. I really enjoy coming down here and seeing you.
I enjoy it, too, and it always gets us kind of amped up for the concert, which is...
It's going to be a great concert. It is. I'm serious. It got me in a Christmas spirit, holiday spirit.
It's all going to pay off on Friday night at Miller Auditorium in a free concert that you are all invited to. You do need to reserve a pass for your seat, and that's at KalamazooConcertBand.org. It's the show all wrapped up with the Terry Lauer Trio and Edie Evans Hyde, December 3rd, 8 o'clock, Miller Auditorium. We have to go now. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.